We are talking with Jay French from CCW Breakaways. Now, in light of the story that Casey brought us in the news earlier today about the man and his girlfriend's pink revolver, you're going to want to listen very closely because these breakaways are awesome. Jay, welcome. Tell us about the breakaways.
We call these built-in holster pockets because if you take a pair of these pants and you turn them inside out, you'll see that there are two holsters built right into the pants. And if you look on the website, you'll see one of the tabs says the holsters. And the holsters, again, when you look at the pants turned inside out, there are two holsters there for lefties and righties. So you actually have two holsters built right in, and they're adjustable, and they accommodate any size firearm from, you know, full-size, mid-size, and compact models. So it's adjustable for whatever your firearm is.
These breakaways are not only practical, but they're fashionable too. And they come in both long and short pant versions?
That is correct. We have, you know, anywhere from waist size 32 to 44, and inseam from 30, 32, 34, 36. And then we also have shorts as well.
So, Jay, tell me about the technology of these pants. They are completely concealing. If someone is looking right at you, they can't even tell you're carrying a weapon.
That's actually one of the patentable features on this product line. You know, typically people, if they use some sort of an inside-the-waistband or some type of carry on their hip, there's usually a gun pinch that you pinch either at your stomach or below your waistline, you know, from the muzzle or from the hand grip or the butt of the gun. With ours, what we did was we moved the firearm below the hip line of flexure. So if you think about where your hip flexes, we move the firearm below that, so there is no pinching point.
Ah.
Now, the other interesting thing is we move it anytime you put an object, whether it's a wallet or a cell phone or a firearm, in your pocket, it typically prints. And that's because most men's pockets usually extend into about the center line of the thigh. So when you put an object in a pocket, it rides on the outside of a radius. So with ours, what we do is we move the firearm below the hip line of flexure, and we move it to the inside of the thigh, the inside of the radius. So it's a very, very, very comfortable location. So you can actually sit down, you can squat, you can stand up. And if you look at some of the videos on our website, you'll see that you can even go over, you know, fences and everything else with a firearm in your pocket. So there's great mobility and flexibility. And those are the two ways that we keep things from printing. So number one, we bring it from the outside radius to the inside radius. And number two, we lower it below the hip line of flexure so there's comfort and it doesn't print in that area.
It looks like you've got all occasions covered with the pants too. They can be either casual or you can wear a tie and jacket with them.
Yeah, it really is. That was our whole intent. Our intent was what we say, normal looking business and casual clothing, and that's exactly what they are. We didn't want to stand out. We didn't want to look like a tactical operator because typically those guys are ID'd. They know that you're either off-duty officer or that you're carrying something. We didn't want to telegraph. We don't even put our label or logos on the outside of these pants because we don't want people to identify, hey, that's a guy that carries a gun. We have normal looking casual and business clothing. And so the two most popular designs are a khaki, which is in a tan color, and you know, blue shirts, white shirts, everything goes with that. And you can tuck your shirt in and you can look perfectly normal in a business setting. You can also, you know, wear black and, you know, have a little more dressed up. And then we also have cargos that, you know, they don't look like a tactical cargo. They look like a business casual cargo. So we have those in green and a stone color.
Now, you're also getting them in a jean print?
We are getting jeans. Jeans have taken us far longer to bring to the market than we ever dreamed. Well, we started out with everything being made in America. And that was a difficult manufacturing strategy. We're just facing incredible pressure to find raw materials and people in America that can make it. There just haven't been enough garment manufacturers to survive this economic downturn. So we've had to look offshore. And we've been working on getting jeans to the market for about 18 to 24 months. And each time that we got close with an American manufacturer, it just fell through. So if we finally found a factory in India that produces incredible quality products, and it took them a while to adapt and understand our manufacturing methodology. So while our products are very, very easy to use, they're not so easy to manufacture. They're very labor intensive, and they disrupt a normal pant manufacturing process. Because, again, our built-in holsters are integrated into the waistband. So, again, that's the secret of our removal system. One of the things that when you asked me the question about why don't they print, I should have gone on to say, why are they so easy or how are they so easy to get out? And that's the other patentable feature is anytime you put something in a pocket and then you put your hand or extend your hand into the pocket to grab it, the combined circumference of that object or the gun grip and your hand is larger than the opening. So that's where our breakaways name comes from. You literally just snap your wrist away from your waist. The pocket breaks away or it enlarges. The opening enlarges. And that's what makes it so simple and easy to get out of, to get the firearm out. There is no restriction, and then your opening is much larger than the combined grip of the gun and the hand.
So getting the gun out is a pretty simple process.
It is a very, very simple process. I mean, again, and, you know, the other thing is when I said about normal-looking pants and normal-looking clothes, you also look very normal standing there with your hand in your pocket. So that's one of the other very, very fascinating things. That's probably the neatest or the coolest feature of this invention is not only the product but the process. You can stand there with your hand in your pocket if you're walking out from, you know, a supermarket or a store to your car. You can have your keys in one hand. And you can have your hand in your pocket with a full gun grip in a concealed state. So no one really knows you're carrying, but you've already beaten your adversary to the punch. If he confronts you, you don't have to use two hands to get the gun from an inside the waistband or lift your shirt to get to it. You have your hand in your pocket, you just snap your wrist, and the firearm is out and deployed. So as you're standing there in a close quarter situation, whether you're 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot away from your adversary, you're going through the mental process, is this guy just a loudmouth or is he a real threat? And do I need to draw? When do I draw? You've already beaten him halfway to the punch because you've already got a full gun grip.
You also carry a full line of accessories to go along with the breakaways. Tell me about those.
Well, yeah, we do have two different types of accessories. We have something called a mag sock. It's short for magazine sock. And it looks just like spandex socks that you would put on. The only thing is they overlap either a single stack or a double stack magazine. And then they, if you go to the inside of the built-in holster pocket, you'll see that there are two strips of Velcro. And those Velcro pieces, the loop side, are very soft, so they don't rub or annoy your skin. But what they do is they hold the spare magazine, again, right along that hip line of flexure. It's a very comfortable location. So, again, whether you're reaching for your firearm or you're reaching for a spare magazine, you have your hand in your pocket. If you just hold your hand at a very natural angle, your finger, your hand, your wrist, and your forearm are all in very proper alignment. So it's a very ergonomic design because you're not lifting anything above the waistline or above the belt line as you would in a typical draw. So there's not an awkward contortion of the body. It's very fast. It's very ergonomic. But that's our most popular accessory is the magazine socks.
And you've also got the safety block, right?
We have the safety block for people, for Glock users that do not have a mechanical safety, and that's typically we find for street fighter, gunfighters, ground fighters, and we also have another accessory called a trigger guard shield that also slips in to the outside of the pocket and provides another layer or barrier protection. Many of our customers are learning how to do stand-up, close quarters fighting and clinch mode, and they're also learning how to fight on the ground. And again, many firearms have, you know, an external mechanical safety, and Glocks don't. And so it's just one more layer or barrier of protection so that people cannot get into that trigger guard area.
What makes these breakaways better or more unique than, say, other cargo-carrying pants out there?
Well, the cargo pockets are unique. They're different than any other cargo that's on the market, and here's how. First of all, everything that I've described at this point everything is a one-handed draw. Everything is a one-handed system. You don't need to have two hands to open a Velcro pocket, a Velcro-based enclosure or opening. Our holster pockets are snap-based enclosure, but the Velcro opening on the cargo pockets only demands or only requires one hand to open it. The other interesting feature is that our cargo pockets are about 2 inches deeper than most cargo pockets on the market. And the reason is we designed it because inside the cargo pocket are two other inner pockets. One can hold a standard AR magazine. The other can hold the Glock 33-round 9mm magazines. So we have the ability to carry a substantial amount of ammunition. So there are dedicated pockets within the cargo pockets. It's a one-handed opening. And again, you can carry up to four Glock 33-round magazines if you need that much firepower.
Now, where do we go if we want to pick ourselves up a couple of pairs of these breakaways?
Yeah, at the present time, we're selling direct at ccwbreakaways.com. Later in this year, we'll probably be taking on dealers and distributors, but at this point, we are just still selling directly off of our website. People can also call us and place an order if they're not comfortable with placing an order online. They can call 717-774-2152. But our website has, you know, a lot of frequently asked questions. It'll tell people how to, what expectation they can expect in terms of size and fit. We encourage people to measure themselves first before they order. Our pants are true to size. So if you order a size 34, you're going to get something between a 34 and a 35-inch waist. So our pants are not vanity sized. We also wash and dry and press all of our garments before we ship them as well. So again, we've done the first wash and dry cycle so that they won't experience any kind of shrinking after they receive our product either. So they're very, very high quality, excellent construction, and they're pre-washed and they are pre-shrunk for you so that you know what you're getting, and you're getting an excellent product.
Jay, thanks for joining us this morning on Concealed Carry World. Those breakaways certainly are a great alternative to a holster, fashionable and practical. You're listening to Concealed Carry World on NBC Radio. I'm Gary Michaels, and we're going to be right back.